This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us on the radio. You can bring up anything you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the second hour of the program. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. Coming up here, a little bit more about the insanity in Venezuela. People are so desperate for sustenance, they are actually eating garbage in order to survive. Over 15% of the people in Venezuela are picking through trash.
So when you say they're eating garbage,
yeah,
you mean they're actually eating garbage? Like, they're not just digging through.
Away.
Right, but, you know, there are people in the U.S. that will do that.
That's
as
right.
Well, because if you go behind, say, Dunkin' Donuts,
yep, you'll get some
at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, they throw out the day old stuff and
right.
It's in a bag by itself, and it's not, you know, like used coffee grounds and snotted up napkins mixed in with it.
Well, there's a photograph here. This is, let's see, AP photo of a woman holding a pineapple as she is digging through what appear to be just bags of trash.
Yep, that's what I thought you meant. Just wanted to be clear.
I mean, they are saying that they're feeding themselves with food waste discarded by commercial establishments. So obviously people who need to dig through trash to eat are going to go to the places that you're talking about. You know, any kind of store or restaurant or something like that is likely to have more food waste than, you know, your average household. So it makes sense that that's where they're going to go first. But digging through garbage is still digging through garbage in this case, and that's what's happening. So we'll get back into that here.
I'm just thinking, you know, like a hot dog on the top of the garbage bag is a lot different than a hot dog up under that had a bunch of stuff thrown on top of it.
Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania calling us on the first time tonight via Skype. Hello, Ricky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, Darryl, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, first of all, how do I sound there, brother?
Sound good. I mean, most of the time people sound better on Skype than they do on the phone. So, go ahead.
Well, it's a Lumia 950, Microsoft flagship.
I don't know what that means.
Windows phone.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I wanted to weigh in on this whole soliciting law thing.
You talking about prostitution?
Now, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for clarifying that for people.
Right, because there's a lot of things you could solicit. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to get caught for soliciting things. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I mean, my answer as a Jeffersonian now, I have said before that I swore to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, if I saw a young lady and she was out there pimping herself out, now, I would recommend to her that she not do that, because currently, when it comes to the law, I will say state law, it is a crime. But here's my answer on all of this. That if you look at, for example, Roe versus Wade, woman's right to choose. Now, a caller the other night kind of skirted on this a bit. Now, as a result, this makes it de facto legal. It's a woman's body. Now, people also forget the male equivalent, the hustler. Well, that would be his body.
Okay, I'm confused. What you're saying, Roe versus Wade, you believe that Supreme Court decision essentially makes prostitution legal?
Well, think about it. It was a woman's right to choose because it's her body. She's the one carrying the baby.
Yeah, but the rule against prostitution isn't that you're not allowed to have sex. It's that you're not allowed to have sex for money. So that's where the regulation comes in.
It's her body. Once again, it's her body.
I agree with you. It's her body. She should be able to choose. But I'm telling you that your interpretation of that Supreme Court ruling has nothing to do with regulation.
No,
and also, the Supreme Court case had nothing to do with prostitution, so you can't, you know, take, oh, well, they said you get to choose, and then apply it to everything else where you get to choose.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that, well, for that matter, if soliciting laws were right, then Roe versus Wade would have been wrong. You know, who are these guys to say what she can do with her own body? You know?
Well, I agree with you. No one should be able to tell another human being what they can and can't do with their own body. But unfortunately, the Roe versus Wade decision is in no way going to be extrapolated to apply to...
Oh, I know that. You know what the worst part is? The soliciting laws, Ian. There's such an overwhelming support for it, which is totally ridiculous. Because cops got better things to do than bust whores.
Well,
you know,
I don't know. Is there overwhelming support for it? I mean, I would be interested to know.
By the police unions, well, because they like being able to exploit the prostitutes.
Sure. I just mean, you know, it would be interesting to see a poll done on this issue. I don't think that anybody's really asked anyone questions about, do you think prostitution should be illegal in quite a long
time.
Seems like
all conservatives think that prostitution is this horrible thing. And,
well, at
and,
least
you know,
that's what they'll publicly say, while on the same time, in the same, you know, behind their backs, they'll be hiring prostitutes.
That is true, and that's the hypocrisy.
So let me ask you this question, Ricky. You say that you're a Jeffersonian. What did Jefferson think about prostitution? Did he ever write anything down on that?
Fine. Keep in mind, it was perfectly fine up to the Old West. Look at Wyatt Earp. Now, Wyatt Earp, before
Wyatt
he became...
Wyatt Earp didn't live at the same time as Thomas Jefferson.
No, he didn't. A lot long time afterwards, and before he was a marshal.
Right, but my question was, do you know what Thomas Jefferson thought of prostitution, not what did Wyatt Earp think of prostitution?
You never seen him do anything against it, did you, brother?
Fair enough. Ricky, thanks for your call tonight. Sounding good on Skype there. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Or if you want to upgrade your call quality, you should do what Ricky did. Just send us a contact request over Skype at username lrn.fm.
So I did find some polling numbers
about
on
prostitution. Okay, I'd love to hear that. And how recent are they?
This is from March of this year,
wow.
Done by YouGov. 43% of those surveyed answered illegal to the question, do you think it should be legal or illegal for someone to accept money for sex? 43% said it should be illegal.
Okay.
40% said it should be legal.
Interesting.
Now, when we look at the gender gap, 51% of men said it should be legal.
Mm.
Only 30% of women said it should be legal.
Okay.
36% of men said illegal. 50% of women said illegal. They also asked, have you ever paid or been paid for sex?
Interesting question.
And 83% of men said that they have not been paid. 97% of women, no.
Oh.
83% of men have not paid. 97% of women have not paid. 12% of men admitted to having paid.
Mm-hmm.
6% of men said that they had been paid. 6% of women said that they had been paid.
Interesting.
92% for each said that they have never been paid for sex.
So a dead heat there as far as whether or not prostitution should be legal. That's, you know, statistically probably within the margin of error.
Definitely within the margin of error.
Although big difference between men and women on that. Many women feeling, I think, threatened by the idea that prostitution may be legal, which would provide them with extra competition in the marketplace.
If you remember the bill proposal earlier this year that would have done away with criminal penalties for prostitution in New Hampshire,
right.
The people that spoke in favor were all women.
That was interesting. A lot of the males in the state representatives seemed like they might have been worried about what their wife would think.
That's the reason that one of the 60-something-year-old state reps gave for voting against it is because if it were legal, my wife wouldn't like it if I hired a prostitute. And the female state rep that introduced said, well, if your wife doesn't like it, you probably shouldn't hire a prostitute.
Right, as though he wouldn't be able to help himself.
Yes.
If they made it legal, he would just have to hire a prostitute.
I just have to pay for it because I gotta buy everything once.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Good find, Daryl. Thank you for that. I would say that 40% versus, you know, 43%, those are numbers we can work with. We can, you know, work on persuading people on this because it is an issue where freedom makes the most sense. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us, talk about anything that happens to be on your mind on this live Sunday edition of the show. It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Also, check out ShireSociety.com and sign the Shire Society Declaration. You can go and read it. It's a fairly short document. It's basically like a personal declaration of your independence from the state. You can go read it and sign it publicly or print it out, sign it privately, and don't tell anybody. It's up to you. You can go to ShireSociety.com to check that out. Also, there's information there about how to immigrate into the Shire. So, again, check that out, ShireSociety.com. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Daryl, you did some more digging there.
Yes.
A few moments ago, looking into more polling numbers about people in America and their opinion on prostitution, specifically legalization of prostitution.
Yes.
You had one from
YouGov
that found that about 43% of Americans were in favor of legalizing prostitution.
Correct. And that question was, do you think it should be legal or illegal for someone to accept money for sex?
Wait, was it 43% were in favor of prostitution?
40% were in favor, 43% said it should remain illegal.
Right, so pretty close.
Pretty close.
Then you found another survey.
Another, more recent, with different wording, and they asked the question several different ways.
Oh, okay, interesting.
The question was asked.
And who was it asking?
This was Marist in conjunction with PBS.
All right.
They asked the question, do you think prostitution between consenting adults should be legal, should not be legal? 49% said legal. 44% said should not be legal.
So they used the term consenting adults in there, which the other one didn't.
Right? Correct.
Okay.
And this, the gender disparity is not as wide. 54% of men, 44% of women.
That's interesting.
Then they asked the question, which comes closer to your view? Making prostitution legal will allow it to be regulated and minimize the risk, or making prostitution legal will worsen the problem and endanger more women? So this is where you really get down to the thoughts behind why people are answering the first question the way they did. 53% said that making prostitution legal would allow it to be regulated and the risk be minimized. That's 4% more than answered should be legal to the question of do you think prostitution between consenting adults should be legal or not.
And presumably it's the same group of people?
This is the same group of people.
Okay.
That's why I say the wording of the questions is very interesting here. And, again, there's a bit of a gender disparity on this one. 60% of men said that making it legal would allow it to be regulated and minimize the risk. 47% of women, 45% of women said that making prostitution legal would endanger more women. And they finally asked...
Ridiculous.
I agree.
No evidence for that whatsoever.
Right. The evidence actually suggests the opposite.
Correct.
They then asked the set of questions, should the sex worker, that is the person who sells sex for money, be criminally prosecuted, pay a fine, or not be given any penalty? And among all adults that were surveyed, 29% said be criminally prosecuted. 30% said they should pay a fine. 33% said there should be no penalty.
Well, that's a big difference between 50% and that. The previous questions where people seem to be pretty in favor of legalization, now they're saying.
Right. But, you know, if you go to Colorado and you can legally purchase cannabis, but if you purchase more than the amount that the government says you can, you have thus violated, and you pay a fine.
Mm-hmm.
So the next
like decriminalization.
Question, right, and the next question, instead of asking about the person who is selling sex, they ask about should there be a penalty for the client. 33% said the client, that is the John, the one who is offering to give money. 33% said the John should be prosecuted. 29% say the John should pay a fine. 31% say there should not be any penalty.
So,
and again, that's fairly close, and I think within the statistical margin of error of the previous question. Right. But presumably some of the people that answered one way on the previous may have answered different on this one. But just, you know, interesting numbers here, because it's something that you don't necessarily see a lot of.
No, you hardly ever hear about, you hardly ever really hear about this issue being discussed as a possibility for change, which is why I was so excited when I actually heard that a liberty-oriented state rep here in New Hampshire had proposed that. For the first time, I believe, in the history of New Hampshire, had proposed legalizing prostitution, or decriminalizing it at least. And that got, to some extent, a conversation started about this, and it needs to keep happening. It needs to, I hope it keeps coming back. I hope this issue, like many issues, continues to be brought up every 2 years here in New Hampshire.
And finally, they have the not in my backyard variant of the question, where they ask the question, today many sex workers advertise on the internet and meet customers at a variety of locations. If your neighbor were a sex worker, would it bother you a lot, a little, or not at all? I want you to guess the result on this.
How many
women do you think answered it would bother them a lot?
60%.
Not quite, but was a majority. 51% of women said it would bother them a lot. 22% said a little. 24% said not at all. Overall, 38% of adults said it would bother them a lot. 25% of men responded that way. 51% of men said it would not bother them at all.
Right.
And my guess is they would probably be very friendly with the neighbor. Although I did, when I used to live in the hood in Birmingham, I had a next-door neighbor that was a prostitute, and she was...
And you know this for sure?
Oh, I know this for sure, yes.
Did she proposition you?
Not me, but I knew people that knew her, and they're, she is. She was not attractive, and, you know, she was definitely one of the... She did it for the drug money.
Well, at least she wasn't robbing people for drug money.
Yes.
So there you go, prostitution in America. You can share your thoughts with us. Maybe you are a prostitute, or you've been one in the past, or perhaps you're a John, or maybe you're a cop that's come around on this issue. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Or maybe you think it should continue to be illegal and there needs to be crackdowns.
Or maybe you accidentally hired a prostitute one time.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I suspect there might be a story behind why you're asking that question, Daryl, but I don't know if you should be telling it. I'm not sure. If you accidentally hire a prostitute, does that mean it's not illegal because you didn't have the intent to hire a prostitute? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, plus more about Venezuela still to come here tonight, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. 15% of Venezuelans are having to eat garbage to survive, with 53.9% of them saying they've gone to bed hungry, more than half buying their foods through the black market, because it's near to impossible to actually get any decent amount of food through the official distribution channels.
I wonder what percentage of Venezuelan women are turning to prostitution in order to get food.
That's a good question. I suspect a higher percentage now than 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago. Things are getting pretty desperate over there. We can continue that discussion, and you can join us here. Share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, I've actually got a voicemail that was left for us on the audio on demand listen line.
I didn't do it.
Which you could do if you called it up anytime you want, 24/7. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live, as well as some episodes of the LRN.FM live shows. The number you need is 641-793-9660. It's on-demand audio available 24/7 via this long-distance number, 641-793-9660. Now, it is long-distance, so for whatever reason, you still have to pay for long-distance per minute. You probably don't want to call that number. But if you've got unlimited long-distance via, say, your cell phone or your landline, then this will cost you nothing, and you can listen as much as you want then. 641-793-9660. Plus, as I mentioned, you can actually leave us a voicemail from that line. So if you're listening to the show there, You hit zero. Anytime you want to leave a voicemail, the voicemail prompt will come up. You leave it, and it'll be emailed to the host of the show. So once again, that number is 641-793-9660. Voicemail's coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about Venezuela first.
So I did a search for selling sex for food, Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the top stories is from Bloomberg, and the title is Venezuelan Prostitutes Earn More Selling Dollars Than Sex.
Just because they have dollars due to their black market workings and can turn around. And
right, because of the value
right.
of the dollar.
That's yes. fascinating. So back to people being hungry in Venezuela. The numbers, according to the nutritional emergency, there was a declaration of a nutritional emergency by the National Assembly back in February. In June, the New York Times cited a poll by Simon Bolivar University finding that nearly 90% of Venezuelans did not have the money necessary to buy food for three full meals per day. The Times estimates then that an average of 50 violent incidents involving supermarkets, food cargo trucks, or other food sources had occurred within a two-week span of time. If you're a truck driver in Venezuela, you are a target, especially if there's food in your truck. You basically need to have some sort of armed guard in order to keep yourself safe over there, because there are gangs who will waylay trucks and literally rob them blind of whatever food they might have. President Maduro implemented a socialist rationing system in April of 2014 in which Venezuelans were prohibited from buying more than their ration books allowed. Even when the nation's bolivar currency was not struggling with a current 700% estimated inflation rate, today Maduro has ordered police and military units to crack down on anyone attempting to buy more than their allotted rations, hoarding food, or waiting outside of a supermarket during hours in which the store is not open.
So if you're trying to get in the front of the line, then that's now illegal in Venezuela?
Apparently.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, there's a crackdown, too. And so I guess you have to wait till the doors open before you line up, which I don't know how far people can get away from the doors before they're considered to be lining up, you know,
right.
Like
so there,
circling the building.
I'm just thinking here, you know, like on election day, there's the signs, no electioneering past this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no making a line past this point. And they've got it marked off on the sidewalk. And so you're just sort of, you know, loitering 100 yards
right.
away. And then they open and then everybody just sprints to the door.
That's what I'm guessing would happen. Of course, you can't legally take photos or video of those lines. So if they catch you doing that, too, in order to show people what it's like, you'll go to possibly to a Venezuelan prison. And according to the Washington Post, Venezuelan police have arrested, quote, at least 9,400 people this year for allegedly breaking laws against hoarding, reselling foods or goods, or attempting to stand in line outside of normal store hours. So 9,400 people have been arrested and prosecuted for the dastardly crime of trying to survive.
That's ridiculous.
Right. So you can't hoard the food that you have, but you also can't resell the food that you have. So don't ever get more food than you are legally allowed to have, or else they are going to come after
you. You can go to the store a couple times a week based on your government ID number, and then you can buy two of whatever it is that they have. Two
right.
and only two. It doesn't matter. Just because your next-door neighbor went yesterday and they had Spam, and you went today and they had toothpaste, you are not allowed to trade one of your toothpaste for a Spam. That is illegal, sir.
Anyone found waiting overnight in front of a supermarket is arrested. And to make arrests more efficient, the police have used a bus that drives from market to market in the early hours looking for loiterers. So I guess if you're just anywhere near the front door or near the front of a supermarket, they'll say, you know, what are you doing here or whatever.
Okay, so I wonder
or maybe they'll just arrest you.
If they have, like, a route that they go, and that way you can, they go by this store at 1 o'clock in the morning and they don't come back, so we can start lining up here
at this
time.
It's crazy. It's just so crazy. Maduro has ordered the military to control the nation's food supply and has created Socialist Party committees known as the Local Committees for Supply and Production to designate who in each neighborhood receives food. Opposition members have accused the leaders of this group of discriminating with food supplies against those who have publicly opposed the government. So now you've got the party loyalists who are being given the food distributions for the
various... This is very much like 1984.
Well, surprise, surprise. Is art imitating life or life imitating art in that case?
Because if you remember, and I know you said earlier that you've never actually read the book, but in 1984, the rules only applied to party members.
Okay.
And so if you were loyal to the party, then you would get, rewards. And if you weren't loyal to the party, then, you'd get sort of, cast out. But there was one thing in the book that said, proles and animals are free. So the proletariat, they weren't governed by the party rules. They would get whatever the government decided to give them, and they were kind of happy about it because, well, we're getting something, but they weren't governed by the party rules.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've never seen it. Never seen the movie. I haven't read the book. It's supposed to be really good, though.
I started trying to watch one version of the movie, and it was, the BBC version from the 50s is actually pretty good, and the book on tape is pretty good. So if you are a book on tape type person.
Maduro himself has appeared little at ease in public regarding the impending famine in his country. Earlier this week, Maduro made a joke using the country's new euphemism for starvation, Maduro's diet, telling a Socialist Party member on live television that his diet, quote, makes you hard, no need for Viagra, unquote. I mean, that he's even joking about people being hungry is pretty sick. When appearing at public events, however, Maduro has been increasingly targeted by hungry protesters. During a visit to the island of Margarita earlier this month, a mob surrounded Maduro, banging pots and pans in his face and yelling, "We are hungry." Maduro has had to crack down on Margarita Island as it's currently hosting the summit for the Non-Aligned Movement Nations, described by the Pan American Post as a group of 120 member countries across all continents that do not align themselves with or against any major power bloc. Despite the group's size, this year's summit is proving significantly unpopular. Anyway, that's some of the latest from Venezuela, with one more story to go here. And then, of course, we'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about a shocking image coming out of a Venezuelan hospital here in moments. And you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition continues, 855-450-FREE.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you want to help us get on more radio stations to talk about the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can, then AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard or Bitcoin right there on the AMP page. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn more about the perks you'll get access to, which include the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. So go and get signed up. We really appreciate it when you do. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll actually share an audio message left for us on our listen line, our on-demand listen line. I've got that for you. But first, a little bit more about Venezuela. We had discussed briefly some of the just terrible things going on in Venezuelan hospitals. There was a full-on article about it in the New York Times a few months ago, and we never really had a chance to share that full thing here tonight. But there's more just ugliness coming from Venezuelan hospitals as the country continues to struggle feeding itself. You know, the people there are going to bed hungry. More than half of Venezuelans are responding to a survey saying they've gone to bed hungry. Most Venezuelans are not eating a full 3 meals per day. Some eating as little as 1 meal, and, you know, to even call it a meal is, you know, not really accurate. It's like, you know, a bowl of ramen soup or something like that is what's counting as a meal. Shocking images from a Venezuelan hospital, according to FoxNews.com, reveal the extent of the country's austerity. Lacking cribs, newborn babies are being placed in cardboard boxes. The photos were taken at the Domingo Guzman Lander Hospital in Barcelona.
It's almost like they're kitty cats.
In the northeastern state of Anzoátegui, and leaked by a doctor who asked to remain anonymous to avoid possible retributions. The doctor reached out to an opposition lawmaker, Manuel Ferreira, who posted them on his Twitter account for the world to see. Manuel said to Fox News Latino Thursday morning, quote, "The baby spent all night in the cardboard boxes until the pictures were made public. After that, they discharged the babies to avoid further exposure."
Sorry, baby. You gotta leave.
Right, yeah, apparently, you know, keeping the babies in the hospital really wasn't that important after all, so they just went ahead and got rid of them. Ferreira said the babies sleeping in cardboard boxes is just one instance of the demise of healthcare within Venezuela's hospitals. He said, quote, "This week we had 15 cases of newborn deaths in this very hospital. Mothers are not fed properly, and babies are born really weak. On top of that, the shortage of medicines and vaccines creates a mortal situation that is like a death cocktail. Everything from common painkillers to cancer and HIV drugs have become almost impossible to find across the country. And some doctors have resorted to using veterinary medications in lieu of human ones. According to the Pharmaceutical Federation, the shortage of medicines is more than 80%. I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, number one, I can't imagine what it's like to be pregnant, period. But I do know that the level of hunger that women who are pregnant experience is increased because they're feeding too.
Right.
And if you can barely feed yourself, that's not going to bode well for the baby growing inside of you.
And I also cannot imagine what it would be like to have those weird hunger cravings and then not have any kind of food laying around
right.
on which to
satiate
snack.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Let alone, you know, like, I remember when my ex-wife was pregnant, she liked to put olives on her Captain Crunch cereal. I know, it's one of the most disgusting things that you can imagine. But if you're hungry and that's your craving and you don't have olives
yep.
or Captain Crunch cereal or any kind of cereal or milk.
Here, have some water and bread.
Have an ice sandwich. Hold the bread because we don't have any of that.
Additionally, the president of the Venezuelan Medical Federation, Douglas León, told the Daily Mail that some hospitals are working with just 5% of the medical equipment that they need. And around 13,000 doctors, that's more than 20% of the medical staff, have emigrated, meaning they've left. So you've got thousands of doctors who've said, okay, see you later. I'm just going to go somewhere where I can actually, you know, help people with the equipment that I need to help them, possibly get paid to feed my family. They've taken off. Venezuelan officials reacted angrily to images of the newborn babies and claimed the media was manipulating these images to paint the country's hospitals in a bad light.
Some American, wacky American that's really good at Photoshop right. made all of our cribs look like cardboard boxes. Wacky Americans.
The level of just ridiculousness is to the extreme here. Venezuelan officials, or Carlos Rotondaro, the country's director of Social Security, said, quote, "We do not justify the actions taken by a professional without the authorization of the management. Our hospitals have to deal with hundreds of patients, despite the efforts of the media to manipulate things. Unlike many, we recognize our fault, and we continue." Continue what?
With their faults.
Right.
We recognize that we have them, and we continue with them unchanged because we're the government and you're not.
Shocking images of the babies in cardboard boxes came to light at the same time that many Latin American leaders at the United Nations General Assembly are decrying the decaying political situation in Venezuela. Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski said, quote, "It's unavoidable that I mention our concern for the very critical political, economic, and social situation that our friendly nation of Venezuela is experiencing." He said, full-fledged democracy requires absolute respect of human rights and fundamental freedoms as well as due process. It also requires the full guarantee of the respect of the separation of powers and the checks and balances. Now, of course, there aren't any fundamental freedoms in Venezuela because one of the fundamental freedoms that, you know, people should enjoy is the right to control themselves and to control their businesses. And as you were explaining to us earlier, Daryl, you don't have that right. If you try to quit business in Venezuela, you'll be called a criminal. You may have your factory seized from you.
Because it's illegal to close your business, you filthy bourgeoisie.
And it's also illegal to set your prices where they need to be in order for your business to continue and possibly make money.
Bourgeoisie capitalist pig.
So, it's almost like Bill Hicks was some kind of prophet.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
What was it that, was it Rudy Giuliani who said that that in obedience there is freedom or something like that years ago? I forget
probably.
I forget the quote, but it was something
and
like that.
And there's some law school that has engraved into their building, obedience to law is freedom.
Yeah, that's I've seen that. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, if you want to join us here, you can share your thoughts. You're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, again, we're still just scratching the surface here on Venezuela and what's going on there. We can't cover all of the stories, but it's just so sad to watch this happen to folks. I mean, I'm grateful that I'm not in a place where it's hard to find food. I mean, it's so easy for us to take life as we have it for granted, where we get to choose from a bunch of different types of bread, where we get to choose, you know, seven different types of mustard. I mean, we have so many options in front of us because of the relative freedom. Now, the United States is by no means a free market, but in comparison to Venezuela, it is, you know, a wonderland of choice. And, you know, nobody has to line up in lines here. With the exception of the very occasional, you know, emergency situation or something like that where supply lines might be disrupted. I know Hung Like Jesus called us a few nights ago saying that there was no gasoline in the southeast United States due to a supply line that had
right. There was a rupture in the gas line that carried fuel from Houston to Charlotte.
But I haven't heard anything else since then, so presumably...
It wound up, they built a bypass around that section of the line, and they got it up and running.
I presume the line was privately owned, because a lot of the oil infrastructure in Venezuela is state-run, and, you know, when you take the, you know, the auspices of business and you put it in the hands of the state, well, you shouldn't be surprised when they run it right into the ground and don't respond quick enough when something breaks or whatever.
If you think the DMV is inefficient, just wait until the DMV-type bureaucrats control everything, and then you'll see how inefficient everything is.
We actually have someone saying they're calling from Venezuela. I'm going to ask Maricela to hold on the line because I want to make sure you have a chance to share your thoughts with us here tonight. We'll continue with Free Talk Live, and we'll play a voicemail that was left for us. This voicemailer is not happy with us. He says we are invading the state of New Hampshire. We'll let him speak for himself here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.